Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced Brett Kavanaugh as his pick for the country's Supreme Court. Trump said Judge Kavanaugh has impeccable credentials, unsurpassed qualifications, and a proven commitment to equal justice under the law. Meanwhile, a group of protesters gathered outside the Supreme Court and expressed their discontent with Trump's decision. Kavanaugh now must be confirmed by the Senate, where Republicans hold a slim majority over the Democrats. If confirmed, Kavanaugh would replace long-serving Justice Anthony Kennedy, who announced his retirement on June the 27th. Let's cross over to Minneapolis, joined by criminal defense attorney and former CIA officer, Mr. Jack Rice. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, tell us your take on this pick so far. How likely, if he is confirmed, would change the makeup of the Supreme Court in how it votes?
Well, I do suspect that he will be confirmed. I mean, technically, you never know. The confirmation process is interesting, and you never know exactly how it's going to play out. You can go back to Judge Bork many years ago, where everybody just assumed it was going to go one direction, and it did not. Mm-hmm. But my expectation is that he will likely be confirmed. And considering the interesting space that Justice Kennedy filled for many, many years, really being the swing vote on the court, the fact that you're getting another very strong conservative on the court will likely, not just likely, most certainly drive the court further to the right, further into the conservative realms, and could really change how law is interpreted in the United States for many years to come. Remember, Brett Kavanaugh is only 53 years old, so he could easily last another 30 years or more.
Yeah, and of course, the last judge also, that the one that Trump appointed, with this change,
Gorsuch.
Right. With this change in general now, with the court, how do you see this affecting the United States long-term and possible reaction from the people? Because we see such a schism in general right now in the United States, and now with the Supreme Court going more towards the right, tell us overall your perspective, the overall effect that it can have, and also dealing with the actual schism that already exists there.
Well, actually, it's a really wonderful question, because there was a time when it actually took 60 members of the Senate to confirm a Supreme Court justice, and they lowered that number, and they passed the law that actually allowed for just a simple majority of 51 to do it. The problem with that, in my mind, is this, is that there was always a need, I think, in the United States, and I think really anywhere in the world, that if you can reach across to as many people as possible, the perception becomes that this person, whoever this person is, essentially represents everybody, and that you're making some efforts to reach across the aisle to find a candidate that is a compromise choice for all involved. That doesn't mean everybody's going to be thrilled, everybody's going to necessarily be happy. But with 51, the ability to simply come in and say, understand, minority, and this could be right or left in the U.S., it doesn't matter what you think. We don't care if you hate him. We don't care if you think she's the worst thing ever, because it doesn't matter what you think. We have the ability to essentially shove this down your proverbial throat. And essentially, that's what they did with Judge Gorsuch, now Justice Gorsuch. And that's likely what's going to happen with Judge Kavanaugh. And my expectation would be Justice Kavanaugh.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of Minneapolis, Jack Rice, criminal defense attorney and former CIA officer.